Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Evening. Buyer's remorse. Buy a new car? I'll be moving in. Let's get started.
Sorry, I think there's been a mistake. I bought it from Carvana.
You what?
Yeah, great price. I even have 7 days to love it or return it.
So there's no...
No buyer's remorse. More like buyer's rejoice.
I guess I'll let myself out. Congratulations. I mean it.
Buyer's rejoice. Buy your car today on Carvana.
Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
No coastal bias here, baby. Hell no. Welcome to Drive Time to Russia. I like the little commercials we run about us. You know, it's a funny thing. Like, imagine if you, listener, had to write like a witty little commercial like about your family or something. That's your challenge. That's what I would like people to send me on the Odyssey app. We got that talkback feature right on the Odyssey app. So if you're listening on the app, you go to where you listen live, click on the microphone. For the next week, if you could send me your own little promotion, like what you would say about your family, right? Because that's what we do. Brad, our boss, sits in his little cave over there. It's a little office, his dungeon. I don't know. I try to stay out of the boss's office, you know. You know me, Dan. I'm not. Dan's in there all the time kissing up.
Excuse me?
Me?
Hello?
I'm never in that office.
Pardon me?
But like, what would, if you had to say something about this show, Dan, like what would your little commercial liner be for us? Right.
I have to give that some thought.
No coastal bias.
Yeah, that probably wouldn't be it.
Not even top. I don't know. What is the... I sort of know what the coastal bias is. We know, like, the New York bias, the East Coast bias, the liberal bias. I don't know. All right, welcome to Drive. I was just very distracted by that promotion. Sometimes it's Friday. Sometimes that happens. I got a question for you as we approach this weekend, where so much news coverage has been focused on the 5-year point since George Floyd was killed. And here in Minnesota, our lives have changed. The way policing is done changed. The conversation about policing has changed. There had been considerable conversation about racism as well. With book groups, kind of, you know, groups of people reading books about this stuff, offices forming, money being pledged. My question is pretty simple. Are we better today than we were 5 years ago? 651-461-9226. The question's intentionally broad. Usually I try to be really specific. Are we better at policing? Are we better when it comes to race relations? Are we better when it comes to just the vibes of our community? Are we better? Because in the aftermath, after George Floyd was killed, there was so much conversation. And I remember that morning like it was yesterday. I remember waking up at 2:30 in the morning, checking my phone and seeing in my email, an email from the Minneapolis police that talked about someone who had died because of a, quote, medical incident. And then I remember seeing the video that Darnella Frazier took, bravely took, a teenager who kept rolling when all of that was going on. And I remember distinctly all of the pledges to be better. And I've been thinking about this a lot. If we are better than we were 5 years ago. Alex is in St. Paul. You're first up on the CCO Talk and Text line. Alex, thanks for listening, and thanks for weighing in on this. Do you think we're better than we were at this point 5 years ago?
I would say better probably isn't the right word. I think we've made a lot of progress. I'm biracial, so I identify as a black woman because that's what society typically sees me as. My husband is white. I have interracial children. I think that there are a lot of steps that have been taken for people in certain communities that have really tried to increase their awareness and their knowledge around other groups' experiences.
Yeah.
However, I think that... I think with our social political climate, we have taken steps back. Then I think we were doing really good, you know, a year, 2 years ago. And I think some of that momentum has been lost.
Yeah,
I think I've experienced a lot of external, like outward racism, as opposed to where, yes, we have, you know, we do have it, but it was more microaggressions or hush hush.
Oh, I want you to tell me a little more about that, Alex, because I really appreciate your perspective on that. I have wondered because we see the comments, and you definitely feel like a shifting as you see corporations step back from publicly talking about their DEI. I wondered if that has manifested itself like in your daily life.
Absolutely. So. And it's not just here in Minnesota. I have family that is in Ohio and in Indiana, and they have KKK walking their streets actively.
Yeah.
And as far as here in Minnesota, like I said, I have interracial children. My children are white passing. And I've been in situations at Target where I've had women try to accost me and literally remove me from my child because they could just not believe that I birthed this human. I think it has emboldened, and I've had the cops called on me for similar situations. And a lot of, like, the, you know, conversations that I've had in the past, and I'm a social worker, so a lot of the conversations that I've had previously, I've watched as, like, the way that those have gone have become more hostile and, you know, sometimes violent. Whereas before we could try to find, you know, some middle ground, people are just very firm in their stance. And I think they feel emboldened to act in certain ways. Whereas before they would keep, you know, those kinds of things to themselves. Now we kind of are free to talk about those things, whether it's police brutality, black on black crime, which, let's be honest, all, white people commit crimes at the same rate. And in fact, white people are convicted of crimes, at a slightly higher rate than black people. Black people are charged with crimes at a higher rate, but they are not convicted. So a lot of the nuance and understanding and kind of the propaganda and the way that the media portrays certain things, I think hasn't shifted very much from George Floyd. And I think that perpetrates some of the people who were once not allowed to speak freely on how they truly feel. Now they feel like they can.
Alex, I wonder sometimes if things would be different if COVID wasn't going on at the same time, because we had
100%.
You know, we had that with COVID going on. We did have this increase in crime and the fact that, like, cities were sort of abandoned. So it felt awkward. It felt bad. And I just I wonder, like, if we still had the same active going to work, busy community that we had in 2019, would we be in a different spot today? I don't know. I think sometimes, like, the rioting that happened gets blamed for everything. A lot of it was really because we were abandoned during COVID.
Yes, I agree. I 100% agree with that. I also think a lot of the, we've shifted issues into it having being a race, you know, a racial political issue instead of it being an American issue, right? We are seeing declines in education rates and graduation rates. That has negatively affected specifically the Black community substantially because obviously we are, higher tax paying cities get more governmental funding, things like that. But all children are suffering in school right now. And I think with COVID, I definitely think that impacted the Black and Brown community. And we haven't really seen a shift or a change in as far as the education system, as far as, you know, and that also perpetuates crime, especially for high school students. If you don't have safe spaces, I know Jordana spoke with Tommy this morning, and having those safe spaces where teens and young adults are able to be at allows for, you know, safe spaces mean that less crime is happening, right? If you're not out on the out on the street, you're in a safe space. You're not, you know, carjackings and all of these things have been on an uptick, and I definitely think that that stems from a lack. We did really great after, right? We have all of these businesses and all of these companies supporting and saying, yes, we're going to change. And then very little was done to continue, right? And yeah, it's a continuation of a process. It can't just be, we're going to do this right now. It has to be, we have to keep up the momentum because that's where we see change, you know?
Alex, really good. I'm glad you called. Thank you. Thank you so much. That's Alex. Let's get to Dan. And lots of texts coming in, too, at 651-461-9226. Dan, do you think we're in better shape? Are we better in any way than we were 5 years ago?
Jason, I'd honestly have to say absolutely not. And I think what it stems from is, I'm going to have to say it, the current administration is so hateful to its own people and the rest of the world that I think everybody is living in a state of fear, anxiety, tenseness in every way, shape, and form. And if you really look at history, I think what we're doing is we are repeating history of the early 1940s when we have an administration that is going after the judicial system, wanting to take over the arts, wanting to bash the media. I think every American, average American, is just living in this bubble of tenseness. I would honestly have to say no.
Do you think, Dan, though, that we overreact a little bit to the immediate political scenario and maybe miss the fact that, consider, when it comes to policing, almost every police department has body cameras now, which is an incredible improvement in accountability. And video gets released a lot quicker. And I think a lot of us have a greater understanding about some of the inequalities that are out there that we didn't have before. I just wonder sometimes that we expect in 5 years that, like, when people said they were going to change things and things were going to be better, that we're going to somehow erase 100 years of problems in 5 years. That wasn't realistic. But I do think in many ways we have seen a considerable improvement than where we were at 5 years ago.
I will agree with you on the policing and the body camera issue. Right? Yeah. I will 100% agree on that. But when you boil it down to the average person that goes to work and punches that clock every day and drives home, which I am doing now, it's just you hear this news and you just think, what is going on?
Yeah.
You know, like with this Harvard thing, okay?
Right. Right. I get that for sure, Dan. Thank you. You know, I understand that, too, that for people. Look, there are a lot of people that support exactly what the Trump administration is doing. But if you don't, it is a deluge of, like, oh, my gosh, now this, now that, now that. We're talking about 5 years after the death, the murder of George Floyd. Are we better? Some news today that's a little discouraging from the neighborhood right across the street from the 3rd Police Precinct. I'll talk about that when we come back. Drive Time with DeRush.
Ready to experience something new? All Trails helps you find your next hike. Whether you're looking for something nearby or planning a trip, read reviews from real people like you to choose your trail and know what to expect. You can also download the map in case service gets spotty. Plan and experience your next hike with AllTrails, the app for exploring the outdoors. Download it today and find your outside.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
When you ask Americans, has the increased focus on race after George Floyd's killing led to improvements for black Americans? 72% say no. 27% say yes. Now, in the moments or the months after the killing, 52% said they thought it would lead to changes. So that 52 went to 27. I think some of that is early unreasonable optimism and late exaggerated pessimism. The arc of history is long, and progress, we want it to be so fast. What I think is very interesting is the focus on race. Both Democrats and Republicans today, in much larger numbers, say it's not been helpful to the overall goal of having all Americans do well. I think it's very interesting. I would expect a lot more conversation going forward about income. So helping out poor people, people who don't have the same economic opportunities, less conversation about race. And some of that is because we are delusional as a country. We believe, as Americans, in this idea that if you work hard enough, you can do it. And you can trot out the self-made entrepreneur, and you can trot out this person who achieved that, came, bootstrapped their way through the system. We do not like to acknowledge that sometimes the deck is stacked against you. The House always wins, and in this country, forever, the House has been essentially white guys. And we don't like to deal with that. And so if you care about results, which I do, then you got to figure out a different way to talk about it. You got to figure out a different way to talk about it. Americans, overwhelmingly, we have decided that the focus on race means that someone else is winning and I'm losing, that it's a zero-sum game. And so I would expect more of a focus on how do we raise everyone up? How do we create more economic opportunities? Now, part of the problem, and I, as I said in the last segment, I do think things are better. I do think we are better. I know I think about issues more different in a different way today than I did 5 years ago. I've been exposed to a lot of people like Alex, who called in with her perspective. And it's been helpful for me. When you hear other people's experiences and see how different they are from yours, I think that's really helpful. I think that there's been a lot of progress. Policing today, no, it's not perfect, but boy, here in the Twin Cities, it's much better. Now, at the same time, we have a lot fewer police. That's a step backwards. So we have all these things going on. Today, DeNord, remember DeNord? Cocktail. So they made vodka and rum and spirits right near the third police precinct. Well, during the riots, smoke from a nearby fire set off the sprinkler system and destroyed much of their stuff. Well, they reopened a cocktail room and a restaurant in the building right across from the 3rd Police Precinct. And just about 2 hours ago, they announced that they were closing at the end of the month, that they didn't get enough business, that they wanted to help lead a revitalization of the east end of Lake Street, but they couldn't do it. The results weren't what they wanted. And to me, I think it's obvious why it didn't work out, because no one wants to go out to lunch or dinner across the street from a police precinct that's still boarded up. No one wants to go hang out in a neighborhood where there are big open spaces of empty grass from buildings that were burned down. As a city, we have failed this part of our community. We have failed by dithering on what to do with the precinct. We have failed by not jumpstarting development and incentivizing people to get things done in that neighborhood. We have failed. And DeNord stood up and said, we're going to be first. We're going to try it. And I give them so much credit for trying. But we weren't ready for it. I hope in the next 5 years, we can build these neighborhoods back up, because they have been let down by us. Not by us for not going to the restaurant, but by us as a city, as a state, as a country, for not helping people get back on their street. We'll have more coverage of this for sure throughout the weekend. Appreciate everybody's texts as well. 333, let's break. When we come back, our newest, most popular feature. Dan Cook geeks out. Dan is going to geek out about a subject that almost certainly he is the only person listening who cares.
What?
But you get to vote. Are you giving Dan the green light to keep going, to share what he thinks, or are you hitting the gong? Are you over it? Do you want Cook to stop? We will gong him or green light as Dan geeks out in just a minute.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh, my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.